So let's start with the first four measures. Here they are. So right hand, we're playing the B above middle C with our fifth. Left hand, we're playing a G chord, GBD. This song is in the key of G, so we will expect all the Fs to be sharp. To play this G chord, I'm playing the G below middle C with my fifth, B above that with my third, and then the D above that with my first. This will play the right hand's B. At this point, I put down the sustain pedal. Next, right hand, I want you to play the G below the B you just played with finger three. Then come back and play the B again. And then we're going to come back to the G, and with it, left hand will go to a C chord, which we will play as G, C, E. So left hand, that's the G below middle C, and then the E above that, fingers 5, 2, 1, with the right hand's G above middle C with the third. These hit together, pedal up and down. Then right hand play that same G again, but this time with finger four, and that way we can do this. Now what you're hearing here is the right hand is playing the E above middle C with its second. At the same time, the left hand is playing the G below middle C with its fifth and middle C with its second. These hit together, the sustain pedal comes up. Then left hand, keep the G down under your fifth finger. But then I want you to let go of the C and play the B below the C you just played using finger three. With it right hand, I want you to step down from that E you just played with finger two to the D below that with finger one. So we wind up with, between the two hands, G, B, and D. So right before that, we have this. So you can hear the two notes, C and E, are dropping down to B and D, but the G is staying down against that. Once I get to the B and D in the right hand, I'm going to put the pedal back down again. That will set me up for the next measure. So what we have here, right hand, is the G above middle C with our first. With it left hand, we're back to the G chord, GBD, fingers 5, 3, 1. This all hits together. Then right hand, play your G three more times. Then right hand, I want you to play the B above that G with finger three. With it left hand, I want you to skip down to EGB. So keep your hand locked. You're just going to move to the E below middle C, G above that, B above that, same fingers, 5, 3, 1. This will play with the right hand's B under its third finger. These hit together, pedal goes up and down. Then right hand, play the D above the B you just played with your fifth finger twice. And then we'll have this. Right hand, this is that same D you just played using your fifth finger. Left hand, we're playing D, F sharp, C. This is the D below middle C with the fifth, F sharp above that with the third, and then C above that with the first. This all hits together with the right hand's D. The sustain pedal comes up. Then left hand and right hand, keep your F sharp and C down in the left hand. Keep the D down in the right hand. What I want to happen next, though, is the fourth finger of the left hand needs to play the E while letting go of the D with the fifth, and then come back and play the D with the fifth again. All of this while keeping the F sharp and C down with fingers 1 and 3. So this measure again, right hand starts off with D, left hand D, F sharp, C, the left hand plays E and then D while keeping the other notes down. And that gets us through measure 4. Let's take a look at the next group of measures.